The Washington State Hospital Association is weighing in on their concerns about the possible aftermath of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that could overturn all or part of the Affordable Care Act. Steve Jackson has more.
It's estimated there are just over a million Washington State residents without health insurance. The State Hospital Association says several facets of the Affordable Care Act would help to provide coverage to those people, specifically expansion of Medicaid to many low-income folks, creation of health insurance exchanges to bring together a number of health insurance options, and subsidies for low- and middle-income people to be able to afford the insurance. The cutoff number for a family of two to be able to get subsidies is an income of $60,000 or less per year. Hospital Association spokeswoman Cassie Sauer says people who are uninsured face many health threats from not going to a doctor to treat minor ailments that can become worse and actually cost the rest of the insured population more money when they do visit a doctor.
So what the WAG is paid for is people who do have insurance pay a premium. You know, the insurance commissioner of our state estimates that everyone in the state pays about $1,000 more a year in their health insurance costs because they're helping to subsidize people who don't have insurance.
In crafting the Obama health plan, hospitals agreed to take $155 billion in cuts to federal money that goes to hospitals that care for a large number of uninsured patients or those on Medicaid, the idea being that there would be far less folks without insurance. But Sauer says because the U.S. Supreme Court may leave portions of the Affordable Care Act intact and reject others, hospitals face a special dilemma.
A terrible decision out of the court would be the Medicaid expansion can't go forward, but the cuts stay in place. Because then that means that the cuts are there. It's $2.7 billion in Washington State with no coverage expansion to offset the cuts. And so the hospitals are still going to be left caring for people who can't get insurance anyplace else. But they won't have the payment programs in place that help support that.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule any day on the fate of President Obama's health care law. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.